Blog Talk Radio.
Terminal fans, Sign Guy here with you on another Sunday afternoon. If you're looking for some wrestling today up in our neck of the woods, WCWC running in Salem, Oregon. And they have Sin Bodhi back in action today. You also have Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland at the North Portland Eagles. They're having a tournament today, and that tournament is to determine the brand new championship. It is called the No Limits Championship. It's going to be hardcore style matches. So the 8-man tournament to determine the inaugural champion of that division is today. So make sure you get out there, support Blue Collar Wrestling, and see who is the first ever Blue Collar Wrestling No Limits Champion. Last night, if you missed it, there were a lot of shows going on. 3-2-1, Defy, and Woo, all running in the Puget Sound last night. I, of course, was at Woo, where I officiated a couple of matches, including one involving Sin Bodhi, where Sin Bodhi, I don't know if it was mistakenly or not, but he presumed he won Sarah from Paul Preston. He thinks that Paul Preston's Valley, Sarah, was on the line. He presumed he won her. I believe Kevin Sullivan planted that seed because he thought Sin Bodhi was engaged to Sarah. I don't know if that was official or not, but I did offer my services to perform the ceremony, and I believe that might have planted the seed for Sin Bodhi to think he is now the lawful possessor of Sarah. We might have to get word from the office at Woo to confirm or deny that. Sin Bodhi also, during the course of his tag team match with Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most coming at us from coast to coast. He doesn't mean to brag, but he's got to boast. They took on Ron Von Hess and the aforementioned Mr. Sexy Pants, Paul Preston. Sin Bodhi ripped the very nose off of Von Hess, ripped it right off, showed him his own nose and said, "I've got your nose. I've got your nose." I didn't know what to call. I've never seen someone rip an opponent's nose right off their face before. But Sin Bodhi seemingly did it. He luckily reattached it forcefully onto the face of Von Hess. Von Hess still with a nose today. But he briefly had lost it to Sin Bodhi. It was a packed building there at Pablo Nita's last night. Packed, I tell you. People lined up outside of the door to watch the action. I, of course, had to catch a ferry. Didn't see the end of the show, but I do know there was scheduled to be, in the main event, a no-ropes match between Richard Sincere and Goblin. I can only imagine what those two put their bodies through for the fans there in Bremerton, Washington last night. So definitely, if you're in the area and Woo America is in town that particular day, head down to 6 and Callow there in Bremerton, check out a Woo show. You never know who's going to stop by. We have Ring of Honor stars. Kevin Sullivan stops by from time to time. Sin Bodhi was there. I Am Funny Bone has been there before. You never know who's going to show up at a Woo show. All kinds of stars headed out to Bremerton, so make sure you check us out. Well, it looks like some technical difficulties have plagued us here on Turnbuckle Turmoil today. QT Vokes, nowhere to be found. I don't know what the status is of one QT Vokes. He was last seen at Paul Bonita's in Bremerton, Washington. Perhaps Sin Bodhi got to him. Perhaps Sin Bodhi stuffed him into his gear bag and took him to the next town. I am sure he would say eek. Also, QT Vokes received yet another book from the little free libraries. He received Hush Puppies. It is very possible QT is currently engrossed in that book, reading from Hush Puppies. Also on the lookout today for the Sign of the Times, episode 330. It is uploaded. I shall be pumping that out in the next few minutes. There is some Iron Buddha level shocking news. Hugely shocking news coming out of episode 330 of the Sign of the Times. Make sure you watch that. You won't believe your ears. But with our guest having come down with an illness, not being able to make it today, and we want to send our best wishes to Dylan Hines, our scheduled guest who is ill, and with QT Vokes either in the bag of Sin Bodhi or reading Hush Puppies or possibly a combination thereto of therefore, we shall end this episode way early today, way early. So make sure you get out there, support your local independent wrestling. Go find a show near you. If you're in the North Portland area, check out the very first ever No Limits champion tonight at the North Portland Eagles. We'll be back with you next week. Next Friday on Sun Guys Wrestling Show, we have Jimmy Boy making his first appearance with us. Jimmy Boy, the magnetic one. And then 1 week from today, it is our referee day. We have referees from all over the country coming on board. So definitely make sure you tune in then, and we will be back with you next week.